All right, this is a Beer Report Extra. This is Groucho.
This is Chud.
And this is October.
It is October.
Well, what's October mean, little Chud?
Oktoberfest.
No, it means pumpkins and Halloween.
Yes, it does.
All right, that's the whole point of this little extra, bud. Don't get me off track.
Trees are dying and you're all concerned.
Trees are dying. They're coloring. It's a festive time of the year. We're here in central Illinois, and it is fall. And tonight I went outside to hang out with you while you had a smoke, and I just determined it was far too cold and rainy. Hell with that, man. I'm going back inside. You can have your smoke in peace.
I'm loving it.
No.
I'm loving it.
So anyway, it's cold. It's October.
I'm metal. I'm like cold, shitty weather.
And I'm warm and fuzzy. I can't take it. So it's October, and what do we have on a cold October night? But
pumpkin ale.
Pumpkin ale. Little Chud shows up tonight with this. Where'd you pick this up at?
I did pick this up at the wonderful Broadway Liquors.
Broadway Liquors. We love Broadway Liquors. Anyway, pumpkin ale. I'd saw this before at our Friar Tuck's. And I thought about picking it up, but I thought, well, that's a little early. And that was about a month ago. And you picked it up tonight, and that was perfect, dude. I didn't even coach you or anything. You just showed up with this thing, man, and it was beautiful.
It's pretty great. This is the one from the Buffalo Bills Brewery in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, which I was a little disturbed by because, you know, Illinois and Morton, Illinois, this is like the pumpkin capital of the world. You know, the Del Monte factory sitting over there in Morton. Sucking pumpkins in by the truckload. So they probably took 30 pumpkins and made a load of beer with it, and they had pumpkin ale. But anyway, I digress.
Are you worried about the quality of the pumpkin in the pumpkin ale?
I don't know. I didn't know the validity.
Using low grade pumpkin?
I'm just the validity of them making pumpkin ale. Why isn't somebody in Central Illinois making pumpkin ale? The hell?
God damn it.
Yeah. So, the pumpkin ale. Let's talk about the pumpkin ale here before we start ripping on Oregon. We love you out there, by the way.
Yeah, well, first of all, because I thought about getting the Blue Moon pumpkin ale, and then I realized that they were really just a sellout, big
corporation. Sellout, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know what? Fuck corporate America. I'm going back to the small brewery.
I totally agree. This pumpkin ale is the way to go. We don't want to suck, if we drink Blue Moon on here... on this show, it's going to be totally by accident, and there was nothing else at the store. Maybe we stopped by a Casey's.
Did you drink it once on here?
No.
No? I thought we did for whatever reason.
No, I've had it before at a concert. Yeah. And at a restaurant, but I've never gone out of my way to pick up some Blue Moon.
I had it like twice, and then somebody told me it tasted like Chardonnay, and I drank it. I'm like, oh, God, it does. I'm never touching this again.
Oh, God, look at me. Let me get my khaki pants on.
Yeah. Oh, bad.
And my Izod shirt. Anyway, so this pumpkin ale is from Oregon. What's the brewery again?
Buffalo Bills Brewery.
Haven't heard of this one, but...
Hayward, California, brewed and bottled by Portland Brewing Company, Portland, Oregon. Okay. I'm confused.
Okay. Well, the cool thing about this was, and I didn't really know what to expect. I poured it into the glass. Mm-hmm. I expected like this dark, thick, like spicy looking stuff. It actually poured out pretty yellow. I mean, it was pretty golden.
Yeah. And what totally kicked my ass about this beer? What I recommend? I hope people go out and will buy this. And just smell it before you drink
it. Oh, yeah, the smell. I remember, as I was pouring, I'm like, pumpkin pie.
Yeah, I was like totally reverted to childhood in Grandma Marks's place, man.
Grandma Marks, yes.
Like her pulling the fresh pumpkin pie out of there, man. And that was totally what it smelled like.
It has the smell, yeah. And the first drink, actually, the smell is so intimidating. You think, okay, this is going to taste just like pumpkin pie. And that's not really the case. It tastes like beer. But it has the taste.
To me, it had like a strong pumpkin. It was like an aftertaste of pumpkin.
Of the spices of a pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good.
It was killer. I dug it.
I didn't think that I could drink more than one a night. We only had one tonight. And I think that was enough. I think if you spread this out through the holiday, you buy a 6-pack or 12-pack and just spread it out through the holiday. It's a nice little treat.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So.
You don't want to sit down and drink like six or more of these, like that would just be rough. But
you'd say, okay, I'm done till next year.
Yeah.
And then next year you might decide you really don't want it. But
yeah, but one or two of these a night would be great.
Yeah, it's excellent. Good stuff. So anyway, that is the Beer Report Extra. We just wanted to share this with you for the holidays, and have a good Halloween. Devil's Night.
Devil's Night.
The metal people are out there with their guar costumes.
When the veils between the worlds are thin, you can summon Satan. Something like that, right?
Sounds like you knew that. nice. All right. For the Beer Report Extra, this is Groucho.
This is Judd.
Have a good Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Put glass in apples. What?
No. That's what the hell's wrong with... No, I had to break and I turned my microphone... No, that's not cool.
What?
There's little kids out there right now. Glass and apples. That's not cool.
Put razor blades in apples.
How about that? You are the people that kids are protected from. The people. You are the person. All right, apologize.
Apologize?
Apologize.
You'll hear no apologies from me.
God damn.
If they're dumb enough to eat the apple before checking, like you always hear about in the public service... I mean, you know, he's got the public service announcements and all that. If the kid ate the apple before looking for glass or nails or, you know, something.
You're the reason
like that
they have the airport metal detectors at the schools, and the kids have to put their friggin' bags on there just to check them out.
No, what has this got
That's
to do with school?
That's taxpayer dollars, Mr. Libertarian.
What? I'm not... What? Oh, do I look like I'm in school? No.
Damn.
Come on.
Happy Halloween, and Chud will not be handing out candy this year. Will ya?
Fine. Fuck off.
You won't be anyway. You'll be blowed out somewhere with some fat chick and...
No. Halloween's on a Monday. I can't get blown. I got to work in the morning.
Oh,
I
there you go.
That.
Oh, so you might be out there handing out candy.
I'll just be hungover in the morning.
Excellent. For the Beer Report, again, this is Groucho.
Glass and apples.
No. That's Chud. Happy
Glass
Halloween.
Glass and caramel apples. It'll stick better.
Happy Halloween.
Everclear Channel Communications. Listen or else.
Tweet as hell.